its mouth. It had been a long time since he had heard such innocence. A moment later, Crocus appeared beside him, his uncle's demon familiar clutching his shoulder.
"Cole says that the Empire's capital, Unta, is as big as Darujistan. Is it?"
Kalam shrugged. "Maybe. A lot uglier. I don't expect we'll have a chance to visit it, though. Itkokan lies on the south coast, while Unta is on Kartul Bay, the northeast coast. Miss Darujistan already?"
An expression of regret came over Crocus's face. He stared down into the waves.
"Just some people there," he said.
The assassin grunted. "Know how you feel, Crocus. Good breath. Look at Fiddler back there, mooning away as if somebody had cut off one of his arms and one of his legs."
"Absalar still can't believe you'd go to all this trouble for her. She doesn't remember being much liked in your squad."
"Wasn't her, though, was it? The woman here is a fisher girl from some two-copper village. And she's a long way from home."
"She's more than that," Crocus muttered. He had a coin in his hand and was playing with it absently.
Kalam threw the boy a sharp look.
"Really?" he said, deadpan.
Crocus nodded affably. He held up the coin and examined the face on it.
"Do you believe in luck, Kalam?"
"No," the assassin growled.
Crocus grinned happily.
"Me neither."
He flipped the coin into the air. They watched it plummet into the sea, flash once, then vanish beneath the waves. From near the bow, Circle Breaker slowly nodded to himself. The eel would be delighted with the news, not to mention greatly relieved. Then he returned his attention to the west and wondered what it would be like, no longer anonymous to the world. This ends the first tale of the Malazan Book of the Fallen. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Gardens of the Moon by Stephen Erickson. Copyright 1999 by Stephen Erickson. Performed by Ralph Lister. Directed by Michael Naramore. Performance copyright 2012 by Brilliance Audio, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, PO Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.